This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, we have the traditionalists. They were the ones that were, you know, alive during World War I, World War II. You have the baby boomers born after World War II. Although I remember in school I learned it was anybody coming back from war on leave. So I think baby boomers could have been born in the 40s as well. But technically 45 on up would be baby boomer. Then came the Generation X's, which are me. I'm Generation X. Born past 65 to like 77, 81. Then you have the millennials born, I thought it was 81 on, but I'm seeing some sources say 77 on. And then you have Generation Z. By the way, millennials are Generation Y, so I'm X, millennials are Y, and then Generation Z would be from 1995 on. And the millennials get hit really hard in the news. All the time. Media makes fun of millennials. Everybody's like, oh, man, the millennials are lazy, or the millennials are you know, living at home with their mom. And I'm like, okay, guys, you don't understand. Okay, the millennials, to me, I'm very close with a lot of millennials. So I think they're the bomb. And I think they have it harder than a lot of us. And this is just another example. So a study had come out. It's the Singles in America study. And apparently they interviewed 5,000 young American adults. And they find that many of them find it too expensive to date, which is true. Many of them are really reluctant because of the Me Too movement, which is something we need to talk about. In fact, they said a good proportion would like to have relationships with a human-like robot. Apparently, sex robots are a big thing that's coming out. Yeah, we talked about sex robots. We predict that in the next 10 years, all wealthy homes are going to have robots you can have sex with. And then eventually later, that would be a good company to buy some stock into. And then later, we would see sex robots in almost everybody's home. I would not want to come home and see that in my house. I'm not sure what my husband would order. Would he order a blonde? Would he order a redhead? Probably a redhead. I don't know. I don't know what he would do. So maybe a Michael Fassbender, but no, I just can't imagine that. Can't imagine that. Okay, but apparently, they say that the average millennial only makes about $18,000 to $30,000 a year. That's it. And the next year, about maybe 18% may make up to $44,000. All right? Only a little bit make more than that in terms of, you know, especially if you're, I don't know, related to somebody wealthy. And going on a date is expensive. Now, they say the average date costs about $100. I disagree. I think the average date could even cost more. And so you would think, well, wait a second. The millennials are really big on Starbucks, and they're really big on, you know, coffee shops and things like that. In this, though, survey, they found that a lot of people are like, if you meet a date at a Starbucks, they think you're cheap. So that doesn't work. And so, you know, happy hour is big. If you're a millennial, I would suggest happy hour isn't bad. But then again, you might have somebody on the other side going, well, that's cheap. You know, you're not taking me to dinner. And remember, the millennial population is going to be your most practical population. All right? They're the ones that are like, why the hell am I buying a car? I could just Uber. And you're right. You could probably just Uber. Why would I buy a house if the real estate market is going to drop? Why don't I just rent? Why would I move out of my folks' home and pay extra rent when my folks are working? They're never home anyway, and I might as well save rent. You know, very, very smart. The millennials are smart. They're not going to waste because they grew up in the greatest recession we've ever had, and so they got hit with some really heavy reality. But the Me Too movement is making people kind of you know, shy away. Me Too took a strange turn when it shouldn't have, but it did. It did, you know. I mean, Me Too should have been all positive about, you know what, if you were ever assaulted, you could feel free to come out and talk about it. You know, you can make other people feel comfortable that they weren't the only one, because, you know, whenever you're raped, you always think you're the only one. And then you're like, I can't talk to anybody about it. And then you find out, oh, you know, this one, everybody was raped. You start to find out, I found out family members of mine were raped too. And you're like, well, nobody talked about it. So the Me Too movement allowed there to be a conversation and then allowed us to stop some of the BS that was happening in a lot of work environments. But then, as with every good movement and good campaign, you have people that screwed up. And the people claiming, oh, yeah, Me Too, Me Too, oh, Me Too, Me Too, when they weren't, now you have a growing population of, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, I don't want to be falsely accused. Everybody is so afraid. One of my biggest fears is ever to be falsely accused. I mean, if I do something, if I steal some candy, all right, I got to own up to it, fine. But don't be saying I stole something when I didn't. So the Me Too movement is starting to make some of these millennials kind of a little freaked out, going, I don't want to have sex with somebody, and then they turn around and say, I raped them. And there's really no way to get consent, okay? I mean, you can get consent, but there's no way to prove consent. So now, if you're a single guy, and you have a fixed income, you know, because you got your college degree, but everybody's starting to have college degrees now, and so your job really isn't in that field, and, you know, you're trying to make ends meet, and, you know, you meet somebody. I mean, are you really going to drop $100 or $200 on a date when you haven't even met them, haven't really gotten to know them? And then, when are you going to have sex with them? You know, ideally when you get married, okay, that would make it easier, that would make it safer, but, so that, you know, I mean, in the olden days, people really didn't want to spend a lot of money if they weren't going to get something in the end. I mean, it's a lot of money to go out on a date. And so now, if they're reluctant to have that one night stand or have that early intimacy, not really a lot of reason to go out there. This is a problem for us older generation folk, because if you don't have a lot of matches being made, I don't know why my breakfast is trying to come out. On Facebook Live. If you don't have this growing population of people that want to, you know, have children and populate and support society, and they're kind of shying away and staying single, you know, we might be looking at some population issues later. Anyway, that's the scoop on that study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. How many of you guys have ever had a toothache? Oh, it sucks. Having a toothache hurts. If you crack a tooth, you expose a nerve. Well, there was a kid complaining of toothaches. I'm not sure, you know, when he finally had a chance to go to a dentist. This happened in Ravindran of Chennai in India. And apparently he went for a year with swelling and pain in his jaw. So dentists and doctors took a peek and they found over 500 teeth inside. He apparently had been in pain since he was 3 years old. But the swelling started as the teeth were growing and over the last 4 years. So dental surgeons had to remove this growth that had multiple teeth. It's approximately 4 to 5 centimeters by 3 centimeters in size. And they found 526 teeth present in the entire stack. I've never seen this in my years of practicing, but I've seen additional teeth. People get additional rose teeth. Footage of the team dissecting the growth, which was identified as a compound composite an odontoma. There were hundreds of tooth fragments ranging in size. So basically, these odontomas are benign tumors composed of dental tissue. Majority of cases are asymptomatic, won't kill you. And you kind of pick it up on x-ray. They're kind of slow growing, and it's this tumor found in the jaw. So you guys are going to see this headline. It's pretty cool. So we remove it, and rarely does it come back. So kid, luckily, is feeling better, but that had to have stunk. Poor kid. How many of you guys saw the debate last night, the Democratic debate? This one with Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and Gillibrand and Cory Booker and Jay Inslee, Governor Inslee. It was interesting. In fact, it was a lot more fiery than the other ones. And, they say these debates rate really low and they don't really get the ratings, and that's not kind of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what the discord is among parties. It'll be really, really interesting to see, you know, how the Trump or the, I'm sorry, the Republican primaries go. But, you know, we all look at it, everything being Republican, Democrat, Independent, and when you watch and see how Democrats are trying to fight for votes, you really have this big schism, if we could call it that, where you got the very liberal and then you got the moderates. And it's what I'm picking up, which I think a lot of you guys are picking up, is the Democrats are realizing that if Biden is ahead in the polls, and he is, I think it's Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang, the entrepreneur, he did a fairly good job, smart guy, has a kid with autism, I found that fascinating. He says he's fourth in the polls, I don't know, the polls keep changing. There was a Hawaiian congresswoman, very well spoken, she kind of went after Kamala Harris a lot. But you start to see a variety of ways to get the votes. The candidate Yang was offering everybody $1,000 a month. So everybody had an extra $12,000 a year in their pocket. I find that very interesting. Giving people more money to spend might help the economy, yes. But where are you going to get that $12,000 a year for every individual or family? You're going to have to tax somebody. And whoever you're taxing for that is spending less money into the system. So whenever anybody says, well, let's give more money to people so they spend more money, you're like, well, where are you taking that money from? You know, if somebody's spending more on taxes, or, I mean, I've even noticed it too, you know, with gas or with, I remember soda. When soda went up, I bought less. Now, we really shouldn't buy that much soda, but anything that goes up in price, I buy less. When I see my paycheck and I see a crap load of money taken out of it, I realize, you know what? It's not what I'm making. It's what I'm bringing home. And I think we're going to, you know, cut back. So taking taxes from one to give somebody else money, yes, it's great to give money to the poor and help them and, you know, get them out of poverty. But if the idea is to give every American an extra $1,000, you know, to buy votes, you're actually possibly hurting the economy because less money's going in from people taxed for that. You also saw a lot of variation on a lot of debate on deportations and immigration. Apparently, de Blasio was really going after Biden. De Blasio, I don't know what was up his butt. He just wouldn't let Biden alone with the Obama deportations. And, you know, Biden seems to be a lot more moderate about, you know, being in the country. I don't know if it was he that said we want to cherry pick the immigrants and, you know, PhDs come in. You know, people freaked out about the concept of cherry picking who comes to the United States, of non-refugees, you know, of people wanting to come to the United States. PhDs, I think, are overestimated and underestimated by so many facets. If you have a PhD, you are really damn gifted. Really, really gifted. But in terms of you being a PhD and, you know, being able to put back into the country what people are expecting a PhD would, a lot of PhDs, they teach. And they might, you know, start taking, I don't know, a more lighter retirement type pathway job. Your PhDs aren't the ones about to come into this world and just make, you know, they're not your young, spunky, I'm going to change the world and work forever. A lot of people, I mean, and I'm saying this very honestly as a doctor, I have a doctorate, and I got my doctorate, and you, I don't want to say you crash and burn, but you kind of get exhausted. Having gone through all that schooling, having gone, you know, get to that level of having a PhD, and then a lot of companies may not hire you because you're a PhD. They don't need a PhD. They only need somebody with a master's. They don't need a PhD. So a lot of PhDs can't get hired. We're really not looking for, so you're overqualified. And then if you're a PhD, that'll take a lower rate, master's, whatever. A lot of people won't do that, you know, because they're like, why would I do that? But, it starts to diminish the PhD. So PhDs, you know, people get talked into getting a PhD, and it's sometimes not all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, same thing with an MD, you know. A lot of places are like, we're not hiring MDs or DOs right now. We're hiring PAs because they can get a PA that's cheaper. And I see that a lot. I mean, as PAs, they used to only, physician assistants used to only make about $60,000 a year. And so we started paying ours like 90, right? Because we wanted to, you know, be better than, you know, the market, right? So our PAs were happy. But then overnight, they were already at 90, then 95, then 100,000. And so now PAs are making easily 150. I've heard of some making 250. And so here you are as a doctor trying to apply for a job, and I'm hearing doctors are telling me, go, no, they're only hiring PAs because we doctors are too expensive. Also with malpractice, a lot of doctors have to have their own malpractice, whereas a lot of PAs could be under an employee policy. So companies save money. So the idea of, well, we're only going to, you know, take in those with PhDs and, you know, higher education, that to me doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you a better citizen. I mean, I was the first person in my family to go to college. My father became a citizen. My father didn't have college education. He wanted to, you know, he was in the military, and but he had to support his family. So the idea of, you know, cherry picking people with college, I don't like that undertone of, well, they're better people to have. I think not having a degree you could be just as productive and as amazing an American citizen as somebody with a degree. So I found that to be kind of fascinating. Kamala Harris, her voice cracked a little bit. She looked like she was under a little bit of pressure. Cory Booker got off. I like to watch how people speak. I like to watch how people are poised. Cory Booker had kind of stumbled a little bit with his speech, but then he became very eloquent. So I don't know. You know, they say Biden is still the front runner, and, you know, Biden looks good. He stayed sharp, but boy, did he get hit from all ends. And again, he either had to defend Obama or agree with the Democrats that what Obama did was wrong. That's a tough position. That when you're vice president running for office, that's not easy. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments.
In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still more sanctions being slapped on Iran. This time the Trump administration has leveled financial sanctions on the country's foreign minister, Javad Zarif. National Security Advisor John Bolton says...
Not a diplomat. He's a con man. He's a shill. He's a grifter. This is the sort of step by the United States that shows he's illegitimate.
Iran's president responding to the new sanctions by calling them childish, and saying they run counter to the Trump administration's stated goal of negotiating with Iran. A majority of House Democrats are now reportedly supporting a launch of impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Politico has the count at 118 out of 235 House Dems. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's been resistant to the possibility of impeachment. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors. Not available in all states.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk about some nasty infectious diseases out there. Some pretty scary stuff. With Ebola, looks like Rwanda has already closed part of its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo after two people have died from Ebola in the border city this past month. Officials in Congo say the latest victim died days after his case was confirmed by medical professionals in Goma. Now remember, Goma is a border city of more than 2 million people. It also has an international airport. So the last thing we want are people with Ebola getting on planes and, you know, taking it to other countries and infecting people from other countries. The first case was a 46-year-old preacher. He managed to pass through three health checkpoints on the way to Butembo. Authorities noted that there's no link between cases in the city, but is obviously concerned that people are traveling with it. So the Congolese presidency said there had been a unilateral decision by the Rwanda authorities to shut down the border crossing at Goma. That's pretty serious stuff when you start having borders, you know, shut down. They say the Congolese authorities deplored this decision. which runs counter to the advice of the World Health Organization. Well, that's the problem. I mean, countries get scared. They don't, I mean, what happened with the last Ebola epidemic decimated the economy of most of Libya, of Liberia and Sierra Leone and most of those countries that were affected. And so the last thing any place wants is to be all over the news going there was an outbreak. And you know, mind you, okay, some of these countries are huge. So it's like if we, let's say, had a case in Rhode Island, God forbid, and an isolated case in Montana, you and I would be like, okay, there were isolated cases, we're fine, everybody could calm down. Not in the news. America has an Ebola outbreak. You know, I mean, that's how the headlines would hit. So you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. So they, one or two might not sound like a lot, but unfortunately it gets out there. So right now we're at a death toll of over 1,700. Medical professionals do at least have an Ebola vaccine this time around. The problem is I think we only have one maker of it, Merck. I think Johnson & Johnson was held on hold, their vaccine. Not exactly sure why. People are asking for them to be fast-tracked because they may not have enough. So health officials for months feared that an Ebola case would be confirmed in the city, and then the World Health Organization has declared a global emergency, and they do not want the 1,700 to turn into 11,000, like what happened with West Africa 2014 and 2016. Do we have a treatment for Ebola? No, still no treatment. You also have a lot of people not thinking Ebola is real. You have insurgents fighting in the Congo, attacking workers, attacking facilities. So, you know, countries, if they can't isolate, you know, a disease, countries are going to act by, you know, closing up their borders. Now, how do people get through checkpoints? What happened, like, with America? You know, why did we have, you know, the rare cases we had? Well, we brought people back that were American to treat. We have facilities in, like, Nebraska, and I think there's one back east that is built with an Ebola containment center, so we transport them there. But we did have one in Dallas that, I guess, had traveled from West Africa. Nobody really asked him about it. He went to the hospital feeling bad. Felt sick, he was diagnosed with a stomach bug, and then unfortunately came back a few days later, and that's when everybody realized that he had Ebola. And I believe the nurse sued. I don't think the nurse got Ebola, maybe she did. The nurse might have gotten Ebola, so she sued. The gentleman had died, the nurse made it, the nurse survived, but it was a cluster because we didn't have any ZMAP or the vaccine for him, because I guess we were told that we ran out. Even though that was our very first case, which kind of bothers me. How do we run out? But how people can get past these checkpoints is what these checkpoints do is they don't undress you and look for a rash and examine your nose and examine your mouth. What they do is they check for fever. So we talked about this a couple years ago. If you're trying to flee and you don't want people, you know, thinking that you have Ebola, you could take a crap load of Tylenol to lower that fever. And then on the flip side, you have other people going, well, wait a second, you know, if I have a fever, I don't want people thinking I have Ebola, I just have a fever. I mean, imagine flu season. That's what we were worried about a few years back. Flu season, people have fever all the time. Now, personally, I don't think anybody with the flu should get on a plane. Flu is some serious stuff, and it can infect a lot of people. But people with flu all the time travel. So if fever is the only, you know, determinant that, people can hide their fever very easily. So we got to come up with a better way. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is frightening. There was a woman who fell asleep on her couch. When she woke up, she lost her arms and legs. Now, what the hell happened to her when she fell asleep on her couch? A lot of us fall asleep on our couch. They think her dog licked a boo-boo, and it led to a sepsis. She woke up in a coma 10 days later, both her arms and both her legs partially amputated. The family thought she had the flu because her temperature was going up and down. Marie Trainer is from Ohio, and she was rushed to the hospital, and despite aggressive treatment, she started developing sepsis. Her limbs developed gangrene. So to save her life, doctors were forced to amputate all of her limbs. So hospital tests came back where she had campylobacter. What the hell is that? Well, it's a bacteria found in the saliva of dogs and cats. Doesn't hurt dogs and cats, but in rare cases, this campylobacter bacteria can spread to humans. So they think what happened is Miss Trainer had a little baby scrape on her arm, and one of her dogs might have licked it. She was in the hospital for 80 days. Now she's going to get prosthetics. There is a GoFundMe page. From what I understand, as of today, it's at about $10,000. But these things are, I hate reporting on these sort of health stories. I hate that because you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. My cats and dogs lick me all the time. I will be asleep and my cat will come up on my pillow and she will start licking my fingers. They like the salt. You know, I think the cats like the salt and then the dogs try to find like the sugar. I don't really know exactly. I'm not a veterinarian, but it's cool nonetheless. And so if you actually, and I have no cuts or anything, it's just maybe it's because I had some, you know, vegetable sticks or, you know, you can get those little salty vegetable sticks, snacks. I love those. Or probably add a french fry or something. But anyway, my cats love licking my fingers. Dogs love licking wounds. Now, if you're diabetic, your dog will go to town. I can't tell you how many times people said they woke up with their dog eating off their toe, just eating their toe off. And they freaked out. It's like, well, it's sweet. Dogs will eat anything. Even after they're fed, they just eat. So, speaking of which, there was a real weird sound in my house last night. And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. I got, like, a lot of dogs and cats, rescue cats. And so, lizards don't make a sound, but you can hear them scamper. So my cats bring in lizards from the outside. Mice, I've heard some squeaks. Mice will squeak. If you've never heard a mice squeak, it's exactly like in the cartoons. So mice will squeak around. Those will wake me up at night. But last night, it was the weirdest sound I ever heard. It was almost like a siren, but it was in the house. And it was kind of cyclical. So I kick my husband out of bed to find out what it is, and I follow him. And it's a bunny rabbit. All right? I've never heard a bunny rabbit make that sound, but I guess the bunny rabbit was shrieking in fear because my stupid cats were going after it, the dog. Bunny rabbit's fine. The saliva, cat saliva, can be toxic to a little bunny rabbit, and again, maybe because of this bacteria. But nobody bit the rabbit. Just I don't know how the rabbit got in, but the rabbit got in, and you know, whatever. But it was like the weirdest sound. It was like, if it didn't sound like a cat, it sounded like a siren. And so, if you guys ever hear a weird sound and you're like, well, I don't want to get up because it could be the cops, get up because it might be a bunny rabbit running around the house. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is an interesting study. They say New York has the, quote, worst access to hospitals and the lowest ranked centers in the country in this one study. All right. Being reported by Daily Mail, they say getting sick in New York may mean being treated in an overcrowded and underperforming hospital, according to the study. They say the state has 19.5 million residents, half of whom live in New York City. And there was only one hospital per 100,000 people, compared to South Dakota, which had 8.9 hospitals per 100,000 people. They say the Empire State has among the lowest number of hospitals per residents. Additionally, more than 40% of New York's medical centers rank below the national average in providing good quality care, while hospitals in the central and western U.S. were more highly ranked, which is kind of interesting because usually hospitals, and I mean, New York has some of the best care. But so they say the top 10 states with hospitals above national average were in Utah, Wisconsin, Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Kansas, Colorado, Hawaii, and Indiana. And the bottom 10 states below the national average are New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Nevada, Maryland, Florida, California, Connecticut, Maine, and Rhode Island. Okay, now, can I just say BS? I trained here in Nevada. I know a lot of the doctors that are in Nevada. I think our hospitals are the bomb. I cannot tell you how many people's lives are saved in the hospitals in my neck of the woods. What the hell are they talking about? Well, they say from the study, the team looked at data from the Homeland Infrastructure Foundation level, the Kaiser Family Foundation, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the Healthcare Costs Institute. So they analyzed 7,500 hospitals, including general care, military, children, psychiatric centers across all 50 states, measured cost, care, and quality. And they found that states in the Midwest were more likely to have a high ratio of hospitals to population. South Dakota had 8.9 hospitals per 100,000 people. North Dakota had 7.4. But East Coast had less hospitals. New York and Maryland tied for first at one hospital per 100,000 residents. Meanwhile, East Coast states had among the lowest number of hospitals. They said researchers say that people in rural areas still battle to receive adequate care. So you could have hospitals, more hospitals. You see, what's happening is when a hospital is built, it doesn't necessarily have to be right on top of somebody else. And so you might have a hospital that's trying to be there for more rural areas. And if you have a more rural state, there'll be more hospitals. Because not everybody can get to Billings, Montana, or not everybody can make it to Reno, Nevada. So, like, I'm not sure if there's an actual hospital in middle Nevada where you have Tonopah, Hawthorne, Goldfield. I think they all have to go to urgent cares. And if they want to go to a hospital, they have to go up north to Carson City, Reno, or they have to go south to Las Vegas. So somebody might say, well, you know, well, no, that's, so if Nevada doesn't have as many hospitals, because if you come to Vegas, we have a lot of hospitals for our city, a lot. I think we have at least 8, maybe 10. But that, what about the rural? So they say, despite worse travel time, the study found that hospitals in rural areas provided better quality care. Researchers state that the mostly central U.S. and western U.S. hospitals ranked above the national average in measures like medical imaging, mortality rates, readmission rates, and timeliness. So if you had to go to hospital in western U.S. or central U.S., you got in faster. Utah came in first. 40% of their hospitals ranked above the national average. Wisconsin, Idaho, Nebraska, and South Dakota ranked high, too. New York didn't do so well. Neither did Jersey, Delaware, Nevada, or Maryland. So a recent U.S. News and World Report named 3 New York hospitals, New York Presbyterian, Cornell, NYU, Mount Sinai, in the top 20. So, what? Yeah, you know, that's why you got to really, really be careful with some of these studies. So if U.S. News reports that these 3 New York City hospitals are in the top 20, why the disparity? Well, the new study's authors say that the city's public hospital system, NYC Health, had financial issues, layoffs, cost-cutting measures. So when you look at expenses and out-of-pocket costs and things like that, and cutbacks, you might have people doing fantastic medicine, but then in terms of access. So, you know, a lot of people will ask, they'll email me and go, all right, I live here, which hospital should I go to? Well, I can't always say, because I don't think it's the hospital, I think it's the staff. So if you have a good doctor that's going to go to that hospital that has privileges, you have great nurses and staff, respiratory techs, pharmacy tech, etc., that hospital can be life-saving, just like any others. ER die. You know, people look at a hospital, it's like, you know, which part of the hospital saves your lives? Well, they all do. They all do. Anywhere from the trauma surgeon to the chef in the cafeteria, they all play a role in saving your life. You know, being an ER doc in a small Arizona town, you know, I got to pat myself on the back, you know, but it wasn't me. It was the facility. It was the ambulance, first responders getting there, police. It was the family member being on top of it. It was, you know, so this idea of, okay, well, I need to just go to the best hospital, or how do I get to the best hospital? It's a fantasy label. Now, the problem is as healthcare becomes more socialized, and I was talking to some young people yesterday that go, it has to become socialized. It has to go that way. I don't want to say it has to. I predict it will. I don't want it to, but I predict that it will because people are asking for it and our current system stinks. But when it does go socialized, if these hospitals are already having some money issues, what happens when they have more money issues? When the government doesn't pay or Medicare, you know, denies the claim and they can't bill patients and that, you know, so the idea of us having not enough hospitals now is something we need to address now. Also, we might not need as many hospitals if we do better preventative care. If we have better access to urgent cares. Our urgent care system really needs an overhaul. If you notice, we have urgent cares in cities all over the place. There are all sorts of urgent cares. And the reason why is because ER emergency rooms are full. So there's a great market for urgent cares. The only problem is a lot of people will say, you know what, I don't have to get health insurance, I don't have to go to a doctor, because if I need anything, I can just walk into an urgent care. People love that idea of not needing to commit. The problem is the idea of all these urgent cares out there being your, you know, go-to for medicine means you're not going to do a lot of preventative. How many of you like going in for physicals? I can't stand it. I can't stand going in for a physical. I love my doctor. I just don't like going. And I'm a doctor. I don't like undressing. I don't like having to do the blood work. I just don't like it. I don't. So, me too. If I'm like, well, if I'll get sick, I'll go to an urgent care. No. So, we are starting to put ourselves in a very precarious position because we're building a system where it'll just be an as needed or in an emergency setting. And when these urgent care, by the way, these urgent cares cost an arm and a leg. It's ridiculous. In fact, I heard from one of my patients, I forget which state she lived in, because I'm licensed in multiple states, where she said that if she go, she's not allowed to go to the hospital until she goes to an urgent care first, but it's obvious she needs a hospital because she needs a CAT scan. So she's forced to pay twice. So we really need to overhaul the urgent care system. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.